Oh, yeah. The one and only Bill Mraz Orchestra out of Houston, Texas there. And starting the show off right, one called Green Grass Polka. And with that, I'd like to say Vitam Ivasa and welcome to the Polka Show. My name is Dennis Swatek. Going to be your host as usual for about an hour or so of hopefully some good old-fashioned Czech polka and waltz music from Texas and around the world. And just want to say hello to everybody out there. Thank you for stopping by. As I said, we started things off with Bill Mraz there out of Houston. One of the few big bands in Texas. There really were not a lot of big bands. When the bands first started in Texas, like in the early 20s with the Botches, you had more of this orchestra type instrumentation, but then it pretty quickly evolved into more of the dance band format where you just have five or six people, more of a combo kind of feel. And there weren't too many of the big bands down this way as many of as there were up north. And I definitely think Bill Mraz was one of the best. So there we go, the Bill Mraz Orchestra. And like I said, thanks for stopping by. Hope everybody is having a nice fall. Sure is nice to get some cool air for a change, you know? We didn't have a horribly hot summer, but it did get fairly warm at times and really got dry. I'm still waiting on that rain, even though fall is here. Could definitely use some rain. I know all you folks down there in Houston, the Galveston area, you know, God bless you guys. Y'all need all the help you can get, and y'all definitely do not need any more rain. But up this way, more towards Central Texas, we could definitely use some. Yard is basically brown with a few patches of green weeds, and that's about it. So any rain we can get will be appreciated. But enough rambling. I do have a pretty packed show, so I'm going to get right back into it and get on into the music. More music, less me. That's what everybody seems to want. So going to start this first set off with a couple of tunes from a relatively new band, one called the Texas Legacy Czech Band. And if you remember, almost a year and a half ago, Bobby Jones from the Bobby Jones Czech Band, and before that, Bobby Jones Orchestra, when I used to play with them, just flat out disappeared. And to this day, nobody knows what's happened to him. I personally feel that, unfortunately, Bobby is no longer with us, but that's up to speculation. But anyway, when Bobby vanished, he still had a band, he still had bookings, and it's kind of a tricky situation. You know, what do you do in a situation like that? Much, you know, just if you happen to have a band member pass on or disappear, whatever, it's bad enough. But when you're the band leader, the guy who's in charge, ups and vanishes, what do you do? And I know for a couple of weeks they canceled some bookings and just didn't show up, but eventually you got to make a call on that. And so Bob Suddy, who was one of the members of Bobby Jones' Czech band, decided he was going to honor those bookings and formed a new band, and they're called the Texas Legacy Czech Band. And I know some of the other members of Bobby Jones' orchestra that I used to play with, the Zetkas and Harvey Ficus, I believe are now playing with the Lazy Farmers out of Brenham. So that's kind of, that band is kind of split up. This is one half of it. I want to thank Mike Guest, bass player, for getting me this CD. Greg Wendell, who I've known for years, used to play with his brother David in the Texas... wow, my brain is just... man, I cannot think of the... My brain is just blanked out. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm recording this. Texas Plainsman. Wow, why can I not think of that? Out of the El Campo area. I used to play with them when I played with Bobby. Greg Wendell is playing with them, among others. And so we're going to feature a couple of songs. Like I said, this is one of the newest bands out there, and this is from a CD they just released a few months ago. It's called the Texas Legacy Check Band, and here's a song I've always liked. I really do like this version. And I'm going to start things off with a waltz, one called Lover's Kiss.
Thank you. семья, но я бы наш я те.
Wenn ich die Tante Anna seh, dann muss ich immer lachen. Sie geht so stolz von Kopf bis See und sie nimmt sich so gestochen. Sie tragt ein grüner Abendkleid, ein Hut mit roter Feder. Aber wer sie sieht, macht weiß Bescheid und ruft sie vorne jeder. Tante Anna, Tante Anna, du bist die schönste Frau in der Welt. Tante Anna, Tante Anna.
is verrückt auf jeden Mann.
Da, da, Anna.
Bei wem beißt aber keiner an?
Da, da, Anna.
Da, da, Anna. Da, da, Anna. Du bist die schönste Frau in der Welt. Da, da, Anna. Da, da, Anna. Du bist der Frau der Mädels. Wer fliegt sein armes Schweineheel? Wer puddelt sich im weißen Mehl? Wer dreht die Nadel grün voll Erd? Bei wem ist doch alles verkehrt?
Da, da, Anna.
Da, da, Anna. Du bist die schönste Frau in der Welt. Da, da, Anna. Da, da, Anna. Du bist die Frau der Mädels. Wer möchte sich gern verheiratet sein?
Da, da, Anna.
Bei wem will aber keiner rein?
Da, da, Anna.
Und solltest du so jung versterben?
Da, da, Anna.
Na, dann lass mich dein Familie erben.
Da, da, Anna.
Da, da, Anna. Da, da, Anna. Du bist die schönste Frau in der Welt, so wie du gebaut bist. Da, da, Anna. Da, da, Anna. Du bist die Frau der Mädels.
Thank you. Ich bin der Schweizer Bua, frohen Mut. Ich komm vom Schweizer Land, das Land, ihr kennt es schon. Es ist mein Heimatland und heißt Tirol. Tirol, Tiroler Land, du bist mein Heimatland, wo über Berg und Tal das Echo schallt.
Lichtenstein, ja, 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 er konnte nicht alleine sein, nein, 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 er schickte seine Boten aus, ja, 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 schaut er nach, was sie kannten aus, er schickte nur ins Haus, die muss ich leben los, dann muss die Kleine groß, so, ja, das ist der Lichtensteiner Polka, mein Schatz, Polka, mein Schatz, Polka, mein Schatz, so, ja. Da bleibt kein Lichtenstein auf seinem Platz, mein Schatz. Man kann beim Schieben, Schieben, Schieben sich in beide Augen sehen, es ist die Liebe. Liebe, 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 und die Liebe, die ist schön, so ja. So eine Liechtensteiner Polka, der hat's, der macht Rabatz, mein Schatz.
Jawohl! I assume your papers are in order. A little German music there as we celebrate Oktoberfest. Like I said, lots of things going on. Lots of different agendas on this show, so I'm going to try to get to them all. Let's backtrack. Recap what we heard in our first set. Like I said, we started things off. A couple of tunes from a new band called the Texas Legacy Czech Band. We heard the Lover's Kiss Waltz, and right after that, the Repeat Polka, and I sent Mike an email and let him know that there really, for some weird reason, there are a lot of songs on their CD that I had been planning to do on our CD, and actually put some of those songs off just because I didn't want to repeat, as you can probably well imagine, and as the song implies. So that's actually one I've liked for a long time, the Repeat Polka, that we'll probably do on our next CD, the first one, you know, that we've got coming out, oh, hopefully by Christmas or early next year. We haven't even recorded it yet, but it's going to happen pretty quick. So that's a cool tune, and one we'll probably be doing in the future, the Repeat Polka. And then, like after that, like I said, we did a little tribute to Oktoberfest, since it is October, and played some German music, started things off. The Seven Dutchmen, that old classic in Munchenstedt. Ein Stein Super, you know, everybody pick up your steins and drink. Another New Braunfels band right after that, the Little Fishermen, and one of my all-time favorites. You've heard this on the show many times, Tanta Anna. Really like that version. That's a lot of fun. Band from Utah that we had the pleasure of working with back in 2000, we took a trip up there to play an Oktoberfest at a ski resort outside of Salt Lake City, a band called Salzburger Echo. And they are a cool, cool band. And as you heard there, some really nice Alphorn work on a song called Am Holzerwag. And right after that, we went back to the New Braunfels music, Herr Louis and his old-time band, doing the dance favorite, the Herr Schmidt. A little more northern type music, a band called Dorf Kapelle, and the Swiss Boy Waltz. And then we wrapped up our little German segment there with another New Braunfels band, the High Toppers, and of course the Liechtensteiner Polka. So that's our first set. Now we're going to move on, and in addition to it being Oktoberfest, down here in Texas, October is officially Czech Heritage Month, and you probably would never know it because it's one of those things that years ago was really popular and really celebrated, and over the years it has just almost died, unfortunately died off to nothing. I know even when my daughter, who is a senior in high school now, when she was in maybe kindergarten, first grade, second grade, even still, John Andrzejczyk and I would go to her elementary school, and we would actually play for about an hour, play Czech songs, and they would have, they would bring in kolaches, and a couple of ladies would have a little, wear the croy and have a little demonstrations with Czech books that had, you know, like Czech children's books had like the colors and days of the week, months of the year in Czech, and it was really cool, and they don't do any of that stuff anymore, which is really unfortunate. I think they kind of have genericized it down to just cultural day, and either all the cultures are represented, or they may pick one out of a hat. you know, but it's really a shame that October being Czech Heritage Month, as designated by the Texas legislature, is basically forgotten. So that's my, I'm not going to get off on a political rant or anything, because I'm not that political as far as that goes, but it does upset me a little bit. So we're going to celebrate it here on the show and feature some great Texas bands doing some old Czech favorites, and we're going to start things off with a band from around the Ennis, Dallas area that I really have never found out much about. I do know they're from around that area, and it's a band called Ray Labaj, D-L-A-B-A-J. I hope I'm saying that right. Labaj and the Country Boys, and they're doing an old favorite one called the Roaring Mountains Polka.